About 30 years ago, that's a long time, 30 years, I was 12 years old. My brother came home one day. He's a year and a half younger than me. He came home crying after school, just crying and crying. And he was beat up. Like, he was bleeding from his lip. His shirt was torn. He looked like somebody just beat him up because somebody did beat him up on the way home. My brother, he was this little guy at that age. I'm talking, he was shorter than most kids. And because of it, he was picked on a lot, you know. And there was this one kid specifically who liked to bully my little brother and torment him. I never got involved because I always thought, you know, it's his own business, whatever. He can handle himself. Until that day, he came home all beat up, crying. And I asked him, like, what happened? What happened to you? And he, through tears, he told me, and didn't tell my parents. He just told me. And at that moment, I was very upset. I was upset because somebody did that to my little brother. So what did I do? Did I tell my parents? No, I didn't. As a good big brother, actually, no. The kids do not do this. What I did is I went and took my friend, Chris. So Chris was the biggest kid at school. He was my best friend, and he was very intimidated looking. And so Chris and I went and found the bully. We found the bully. And at first, I was like talking to the kid. He was a much older kid. And he was one of those typical bully kids. And so words turned into fight, and we fought in the middle of the street. Again, my parents, I don't think to this day my parents know that this happened. So if y'all ever see my parents, maybe don't say anything. But we got in a fight. Now, Chris didn't jump in. He was just there to look intimidating. But the kid was bigger than me as well. He was a big kid. But in the end, though, we got separated by an adult that happened to be walking by and shoot us away. Everybody went to their own home. I come home, and I am beat up as well because, you know, when you're doing a fight. And my mom happens to see that my brother's beat up and that I'm beat up. So she assumed that we got in a fight with each other because that's something we used to do all the time. So we both got in trouble for it. But I never said anything to my mom. My brother knows everything. But after that day, that bully never bothered my brother again. The story, the reason I say the story is because even though me and my brother always fought, we did. We fought like cat and dogs. Any opportunity we had, we would fight each other. But at that moment, when I saw him, he was my little brother. He was somebody that I cared for, somebody that needed my help, somebody that needed my support. And I saw him not just as, you know, somebody to fight with, but as my brother. And so I did what I thought was right as an older brother, and I helped. I tried to protect him in my way to show that we were united as brethren, and it helped. Again, like I said, that bully never bothered my brother again. So what I'm trying to say with that is that we as our congregation, there will be times that we don't know when a brother is struggling or when a sister needs help. They may come to you one day beat up spiritually, emotionally, mentally, and at that moment you have to stand up for your brother, for your sister, and be there to help them in that fight. Because it is a fight. It is a spiritual fight. It's an emotional fight. It's a mental fight. It's something that sometimes we need help. And we should be there to prop each other up. You need me. You need to lean on me. Lean on me. If I'm not enough, we will get another brother and lean on them. If that's not enough, we will get as many people as we need to prop each other up. Because united, we are strong. United, we cannot fall. One last analogy with this. If you take a twig, a small twig, and you break it, it's pretty easy to break a twig in half, right? Get two twigs. It gets a little bit harder. Get three, four, five. By the time you get to about the fifth one, it starts to get pretty hard to break those twigs. Add more, and it becomes nearly impossible. And that's the way it should be in our congregation. We are a family. Think about that. We are a family. We're not just some strangers that came together one day and decided we're going to be Christians. We are a family. There are people here that I have known for more than half my life. I've known Chad since college. I've known Mike since about college as well, before that. There are some people here that I've known since before college. There are people here that I consider more family than some of my other family. And the thing about that is, the family you're born with, you don't get to choose. But this family, I chose this family. And this family chose me. And that, I think, is an even stronger bond than sometimes than blood family. So if you ever need me, I am here for you. And I hope that if I ever need you, you'll be there for me and you'll be there for each other. And the thing is, we should be united always. And united as a family, united as Christians. For those of you that are not members, those of you that have been visiting for a long time, maybe there's some of you that have been visiting for a long time, we always offer an invitation. We always say, if you need something, we're here. If you feel the need to come forward, we are here. Because we want you to be part of this family. We want you to be united with us. But it's not just us that says it. It's not just that wants us. It wants you to be part of this family. God himself wants you to be united with us. Be united with him. So much so that what did he do for us? What did he do for us? He gave his only son for us. He gave him willingly. Just so you have a chance to be part of this family. So, we always invite, for those of you that are not part of this family, if you feel the need to come forward, we are here for you. And then for those of us in the congregation that maybe feel that you've been left out, or maybe you feel like you need the help, you need us to prop you back up again, you need a helping hand to lift you back up, you need somebody there for you, we're always here for you. We always want you to be here. And if we don't always show it, I apologize for myself. But we do want you here. We do love you. And we do want you to be part of this family and to be united. So with that, I just want to say, if anybody has a need, will you please come as we stand and we sing?